Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ting!
Dick will make you lose control. Dick will make you lose control.
Vagina. 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 Vagina.
Dick will make you lose control.
He's a hoe. He's a hoe. He's a hoe. Special like the ones I'm talking about. They're pop, pop, ha. Special like the ones I'm talking about. Inside the intra vagina.
I wasn't ready for no pilot police. Salute the vagina. Salute the vagina.
I am in pussy control. I am in pussy control. I am in pussy control.
Salute the vagina.
Vagina,
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 vagina.
Pop, pop.
Hey freaks, it's Wednesday, June 18th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, baby genital chew toys, plus a new way to ignite your child into a ball of flames, and Japanese cannibal nerds. All of this plus your emails on an extended edition of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday podcast. Thank you guys so much for checking out the show. Got a great program for you today at the top of the show. Yesterday, a lot of you guys probably didn't hear this because it was just on the side show. You missed a lot of stuff yesterday. Asparagus Freak called in and said there is a drunk that frequents the same bar that he goes to, so he secretly audio recorded him. And I just got the first batch of sound clips, so we're going to play some of those. You also missed, of course, Cheryl Murkowski singing.
I want you to be my man, to always change my bedpan.
It's actually a duet between Harvey and Lucille on yesterday's Sextastic Tuesday. If you want to check it out, of course, all you have to do is sign up for the sideshow. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. All right, let's get into Asparagus Freak's drunk bar friend. This first clip should pretty much give you all you need to know about the guy. They're talking about using a straw to blow up a frog.
Well, it's just like defretting a frog.
What?
Dissecting?
Yeah, bisecting a frog.
Yes, bisecting. He's so close, though. Diffrecting, bisecting. He's almost there.
Take a straw after it's dead and blow into it to make it blow up.
I think that's against the law.
Well, wouldn't that be dissecting it?
No, that's
that'd be inflating it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what I thought, you know.
Okay, sure. Let's hear some more words of wisdom from John. He's talking about lactating females in this clip.
Well, if you went up and squeezed a girl's tit, trying to turn it and squeeze it to get milk out of it. How do you think that female would feel?
How old am I?
Is she lactating?
Am I 6 months old or...
No.
Is she lactating? And here is an old saying John recites.
Like the old saying is, no strange opposite in the eight hole.
This guy is getting, you can just tell he's getting progressively more drunk.
Sorry, just turn the radio down a little bit. It's distracting.
That's not the radio.
What is it?
It's what you turned it, off. It's called an ear pod. iPod. Oh, okay. Well, excuse me. I think the booze is starting to get to me a little bit.
I think the booze got to you a long time ago. And it won't let you out of its grip. Yes, we need to get John on that show, Intervention. Oh my god, talk about my favorite show. Have you guys seen the Intervention program? Where they, you know, follow around a heroin addict or a crack... Heroin addicts are the best. But they follow around crack addicts or alcoholics or whatever. And the people think they're just being filmed for a documentary about addictions, but really, the family has contacted the producers, and there's going to be a huge family intervention where the guys, you know, then has to go to rehab or whatever. But the heroin addict episodes are great because there's always a scene where they're like, the heroin addict is shooting up, and you know when you're in heroin, you're just like, you're basically almost passing out, and there's always a point where, like, their head hits the table after they're shooting up. It's like, and then they sort of wake up because of the noise. What was that? That's a fucking cops! I heard something. And then they fall back down. What was that? My head. Why do I have all these bruises? Again, it's another one of those shows where I feel like I'm watching it for the wrong reasons. Like, I love the episodes where during the intervention there's a huge blowout fist fucking fight. You know, like, I'm doing drugs because of you. Why didn't you hug me as a child? Fuck you, Grandma. I hope you rot in hell. Like, shit like that. Like, that's entertaining. I hate the episodes where they're like, I know, I need help. I'll go. And then that's the end. That's no fun. I think John would be a fun intervention. I've got one more clip for you. Like all good drunks, he's willing to sing.
Friends say, double when you walked in.
I don't think I've ever heard this
song
before.
My friends say, I don't remember a thing.
Linda Finkel.
Linda Finkel. That's not even singing. He doesn't know any of the words. There you go. There's just a few sound clips from John the Drunk from The Asparagus Freak. Now, you guys remember the Gary stepdad contest idea that I was running with? Well, Michael Carino forced his little daughter to participate in this stupidity. Here is their submission.
Doesn't it feel good?
Hey, stop! No! Why are you doing this?
Gary, I'm sorry. I just thought you wanted to feel really good.
That's sick! And I trusted you!
It's hitting a little too close to home. Me with a little child. All right, and they also, they decided to ad-lib a little bit. And here is their second submission.
Doesn't it feel good?
Hey, stop! Why are you doing this?
Gary, I'm sorry. I just thought you wanted to feel really good.
Don't you know how to do anything right, you old klutz?
Gary, I'm...
My poor mom.
I'm sorry, I just...
She's never gonna be satisfied with the way you do it, loser.
Tough crowd. Someone's been molested before. Finally, you guys know, I'm sure everyone, whether you're overseas or not, knows about the show Big Brother, right? We have it here in the United States, in England, all over the Australia, all over the place. Well, here is a Big Brother from overseas. I don't know why these fucking people are so concerned with cookies, but they are, especially one little Asian chick.
Some of the housemates are in the luxury bedroom. Housemates are running low on food.
I want to go around the world and taste every cookie!
Oh, I want the cookie! Yay!
I like the big, massive cookies that are soft and chewy.
And chocolate chips.
Oh,
hungry.
No.
She's having a cookie orgasm.
Stop talking about
She's cookie coming.
Cookie!
Yeah, baby.
Yes, I'm having it.
I think she's eating a cookie right now. I hope to God she's eating a cookie. Alright, then she gets up and she runs into the Big Brother isolation room. You know where you can have like a little confessional, kind of like real world style, but you can actually talk to the Big Brother or whatever.
Hello, Big Brother! Haven't seen you a long time.
Hello, Katrina.
Hi! I want to come here and say I'm hungry!
Yes, apparently they're running low on food, and really, if you were running low on food, you'd want... I would think you'd want the necessities, not fucking cookies.
Earlier, we were talking in the bathroom, and we are talking about, oh, the nice head of cookie, and I miss my cookie so much!
Is she retarded? I don't know which Big Brother this is on, but if anyone listening to the show is in the viewing area... Is she retarded? She's gotta be a little slow.
I don't know how I feel.
How long has it been since you last had a cookie.
Nearly 24 hours. I still
can't. She's got a day without a cookie and she's flipping out. I can't remember the last time I had a cookie.
I still can't feel the taste of that.
People go weeks without eating cookies. Months even, I think.
I still can't feel the taste of that last cookie I have. I still got some cookie in the jar, but I don't think I can eat it anymore. Big Brother, I have to save it when it's something very, very bad happens so it can cheer me up and make me happy! Please give me more cookie, Big Brother, so I can cheer everybody up and be happy again.
Like, fuck no!
Katrap. Yes? Big Brother will not be supplying you with any more cookies.
Meltdown in 3, 2...
COOKIE!
Why is the house vibrating? And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Guys, come on now. Enough is enough. This has got to stop. Just fucking fork over the $5 goddamn! If you're not a member of the Super Freak Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free. You get full access to the entire archive of Distorted View episodes, plus extended shows like the one we got today, exclusive shows like yesterday's program, and, you know, we did a bonus show on Monday. Friday, we post a video cast or something, for Christ's sakes, what more do you want? It's a great time to sign up, support the show, superfreaksideshow.com. It's DV's member site. Ting! Got three quick stories for you, and then we'll get the hell out of here. Jesus, Christmas smells like onions and baby food. Ugh, I'm a mummy. Yes, the first story comes from Indiana. A mother awoke Saturday afternoon to find her one-month-old baby bleeding after a dog apparently attacked him. Hold on, freaks. It gets better. Nicole Hemick told Fort Wayne police that after she got home at around 6 a.m. on Saturday from delivering papers... She's a paper boy? I didn't realize that was a lucrative career. Alright, after she finished her paper route, she went to bed with her one-month-old son. Around 1 p.m., Hemick told police she was woken by her 5-year-old who needed help with the television remote. She noticed that the baby had been moved from his original position. Mm-hmm. She then saw the baby was missing his diaper. Uh-oh. You know what it was? The dog probably smelled the dirty-ass diaper and wanted to chew on the turds, like my dog. I don't get it. I don't understand it. And it's not just his turds. He'll eat the other Boston Terrier's turds, too. Mmm, buffet. And the new thing is, he fills himself up with these turds, and then what does he do? He pukes it all up, and then eats the puke. Oh, I'm totally going to record that for a DV video cast. Here comes the money shot of the story. Police say the child's testicles had been pulled out of the scrotum. Due to the extent of the damage, the baby was transferred to the Lutheran Hospital for surgery and prayer. The baby is now in stable condition. Police and animal control went to Hemick's apartment with her permission and took custody of the dog, a 6-month-old poodle terrier mix. Oh, I can't think of a worse dog than a fucking poodle. They're so ugly, poodle. The dog was put down by animal care and control at the request of the owner. Animal care and control spokesperson Peggy Bender says it's important to start training your dog to not rip out the testicle of your children before the arrival of a newborn baby, as soon as you know you'll be bringing one home. Once you bring that baby into the home, you need to supervise all children around pets, said Bender. If you cannot do supervision, then that's why it's important to make sure your dog is crate trained. Fort Wayne Police spokesman Michael Joyner said no charges are expected, and there's no reason to suspect negligence. He called it a horrible accident. I call it DV's leading story. Second news item we have for you today comes from Japan. Alright, I don't know why I even select stories that come from Japan, because I can't pronounce the fucking names. Do you guys know who Tsutomu Miyazaki is? Probably not, because I most likely butchered the name. Yes, he was a Japanese serial killer, a cannibal nerd who preyed on primary school girls and then drank their blood.
Because I'm a vampire! I'm a very polite vampire!
Yes, he's been executed in Tokyo. His crimes may have taken place 2 decades ago, but the mere mention of Miyazaki's name remains sickening for many Japanese. This is the same people who will puke on each other and then eat it up. Unrepentant throughout his long run of trials and appeals, Miyazaki entered Japan's public consciousness as one of the worst monsters the country had produced. He's right up there with Godzilla! Godzilla! Yeah, as a sexual predator, he kidnapped girls aged between 4 and 7 years old, promptly molested and murdered them. In some cases, he then ate parts of their bodies. In others, he slept next to their corpses. During his trial, he would sketch cartoons and often talk nonsensically. He blamed the outrages of which he was accused on a rat man alter ego of himself, a character he also drew in cartoons for the court. I would love to be on that jury. Miyazaki's defense rested in the argument of his lawyers that he was not mentally fit to be held responsible for his crimes. Court-ordered psychiatric examinations reached no unified conclusions. He has an alter ego that is a rat man. Cuckoo. For the victims of the families in Japan's society at large, the Miyazaki killings were particularly shattering. Miyazaki began his spree of abductions and killings at the very peak of Japan's 1980s economic bubble. Just a little background for you, I guess. Final story we have for you today. I can't believe in this day and age a product like this would ever make it to market. A ball designed to be set on fire and then kicked around has been banned. Flaming toys! What company would come out with a flaming toy? I mean, the liability alone. This happened in Australia, naturally, where there are hardly any laws. So, South Australian Consumer Affairs Minister Jennifer Rankin said the fire footbag was made from fire-resistant material and was meant to be soaked in flammable liquid and ignited. Quote, the fire footbag essentially becomes a flaming missile, which presents an extreme safety risk for people who could quite easily be burned by the footbag once it's been set on fire. No fucking shit! Who greenlit this? Could you imagine a board meeting and someone saying, okay, I've got an idea for a new product. Here, bear with me here. All right, kids love Cabbage Patch dolls. We all remember what happened in the 80s. But let's face it, times change. We really need to give this product line a shot in the arm. So here's what I'm thinking. A fire-resistant Cabbage Patch doll that comes with flammable solution that kids can then dunk it in and then set on fire. Think of the hours of fun kids will have with this. Girls love to play house. Boys love to play firemen. You see where I'm going with this? Little playhouse goes up and pretend smokes, and the baby goes up in real flames. Oh, and the fireman has to run in and get the baby out. Sorry, miss. Your little snowflake suffered third-degree burns on 90% of his body. We should probably just put him down. Quote, making such a dangerous item available to children or anyone else is absurd and unacceptable. The fire footbag has already been identified by the federal government as a dangerous toy. One incident had been reported. This thing was on sale. One incident had been reported in Western Australia in which a teenage boy suffered burns to his hands while trying to use it. You don't want to touch the flaming footbag. The warning is right on the bag. Mrs. Rankin said that while there had been no reports of injuries in South Australia, the government decided to act. Quote, the fire footbag clearly presents significant health and safety risks. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky deaky, see what they have to say.
Hey, Tim. I was just wondering, if I sign up for a sideshow account and I steal my grandfather's credit card, can I get a senior discount on that? I'm just curious. Thank you.
No, there is no such thing as a senior discount in the Distorted View world. I can't believe you would even ask that.
And sometimes he was cinnamon. And when he was cinnamon when I hugged him. And he was always equal parts you and me. That's why I loved him and wanted him. Because he was the love of the hutch embodied. And now the thought. The thought of that child curdles me and I. Oh, I. Oh, Lord! I only thank the benevolent God for being wiser than me. Because if a son existed now, I swear, I'd bash his brains against the goddamn radiator!
That was beautiful, Precious.
Alright. Hey, Tim, it's Rob from Philly. Listen, man, we freaks need more countersigns and signs to identify each other, right? My friend and I, he calls in sometimes at school, we'll come up to each other and go, hey, man, how are you at Lube Jobs? And the correct response to which is, Lube Jobs? So I know you got a few of them, but we need some more, Tim. We need you to play more of this stuff so that freaks can identify each other in the wild.
All right. How about this one about the sniff freak?
The guy, he's in the dirty underwear or something. I don't know. He's sniff freak.
You could do something with that. I don't know. What would be some good greetings for freaks? I'll throw it out to you guys.
Jagoo, Tim Henson.
Jagoo.
This is Marla from Paperbag Radio and a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Ooh. Ooh.
Just want to call with a... an example of why old people should be euthanized.
All right.
I
as
went
if
out
we
to
need another
lunch
example.
With a friend of mine last week at a Chili's, and we were sitting at the bar area, which is all the way on the other side of the restaurant from the restroom area.
Okay.
Well, my friend had to get up and go to the restroom, so he gets up, starts walking across the restaurant just at the same time that about a dozen old people in various forms of walkers, wheelchairs, and canes got up to be seated, and they completely blocked the aisle for about, I'd say, 10 minutes.
Ugh.
Before
elderly blocking, Jerry blocking is what I call that,
around them to actually go.
That happens all the time in the mall. Don't you hate that? I hate the people in the mall. There's usually like two lanes in the mall, right? The right side, there's where all the right side of the stores are, and then the left side, and then the middle, there's like the little like island stores or whatever. I tend to pretend I'm driving, and I like to stay on the right, wherever I'm at. Like, I'm not going to be going, like, walking the wrong... I'm not going to be walking on the left part of the... It just makes sense, right? People just stay right. And there's people walking all sorts of which ways, but I really hate when people are... They're old, and they're, like, they're in a cluster, a fucking geriatric cluster, and you can't get around them. They're just shuffling around. I get so frustrated, I'll just walk into whatever store is the nearest and spend a good couple minutes browsing just to, like, so they go, get away, so I don't have to see them anymore. You know how many times I've spent at, like, a Claire's or something? Ooh, a pink pendant necklace, how cute. They do piercing at Claire's. You know how many times I've gotten my labia pierced just to avoid old people? It's ridiculous. Recalculous, even.
Tim, I'm getting tired of doing this every fucking day. We just play the damn voicemail.
What the hell was that maneuver? What race are you in, shithead? Son of a bitch! Get the hell out of my way!
What the hell is that?
Freaking blind driver's license. You ought to get one, eh, what? Put the cell phone down, dickhead! You're a goddamn moron!
I don't understand what that is. Explain.
Hey, Tim, Sean here. Hey, I just want to let you know on your Friday show.
Yeah.
You know, the two Japanese girls spitting on each other.
Mm-hmm.
That was when they said Baka.
Yes.
That was pretty cool. Later.
All right, very good.
Hey, Tim. It's Canadian Jay here. I just want to put in my vote for Gmail.
Don't Canadians always seem so polite and nice?
Hey, Tim. It's Canadian Jay here.
Upbeat, happy.
Just
individual.
Want to put in my vote for Gmail. It is hot shit.
Yeah.
Super organization tool, and of course, no spam. I've been using it for a number of years now, and I maybe get 1, 2, 3 items a month. I report spam, and it makes it all the more better. All
right, yeah, I got a lot of feedback on how to like set it up my Distorted View account to go to Gmail, so I'm going to be doing that this in the coming days or so. I just get too much spam right now. Let's see, I'm up to 22,039 pieces of unread email. And that doesn't include 14,835 pieces of unread junk email. I mean, Google is either going to love me or hate me with all the mail that's going to be coming their way. Do we have more here? Oh, we do. Let's see what this is.
Baka, Jagoo, all the other noises.
It's VSP.
Anyway,
I wanted to point out that I am not the only one working on the message board, and all the other moderators and admins actually deserve a shout out too. It's not just me.
I'm sorry.
The one who has no life.
I thought that you were the one that took over all of the new accounts and was deleting
That's
all the
not
spam.
Really a badge of honor.
I apologize.
But thanks.
And listen, if we need more moderators, I keep interrupting VSP. If we need more moderators, let me know and we can definitely do that.
Not really a badge of honor. But thanks to everybody else who helped in every way and everyone that bitched and moaned until I got my lazy ass to contact your lazy ass and did something about it.
Yeah, so, see? Thanks. Things get done just at a snail's pace. That's the Distorted View way.
Timmy, you fucking snatch weasel.
Jigoo! One more.
Hey, Tim. It's Sideshow Freak Ashley from Tennessee. I'm the one who called over a month ago to say that the jam hole sucks. So I decided to give them a second chance, and I've been listening to them for over a month now. And yeah, I was right. They still suck. Anyway, love the show. Bye.
Why are you still listening to them, then? If you don't like a show, you don't have to listen to it. I have never heard it, so I can't pass judgment. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD is an OH-GOD.
Cookie!
Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you guys are Sideshow members, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, see you back tomorrow on the Big Thursday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody! You gave it.
Lots of trouble, yeah.
I fucked my brother. I fucked him.